We are in the middle of our autumn pledge drive for 2014, but we'll take a quick break to take a look at the upcoming week in Metro Atlanta literary events with Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Our first author visiting Atlanta this week wrote a groundbreaking new history of the United States.
Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz goes back to look at the history of North America, essentially, over the last 500 years from the perspective of the indigenous peoples. So in that context, to have somebody come out with a really scholarly, well-researched piece on this history and how it has been always told from the viewpoint of the victors, the manifest destiny idea. And instead, Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz tells the story of plague and conquest and loss and essentially genocide and an effective genocide over the course of the past 400 years, and talks about how much of, for example, the American military existed originally not to combat, you know, external forces, but to help subjugate the Native Americans. It's a real exploration of kind of this history of injustice and the idea of what we viewed now as the natural state of things, but how we got there and the real cost of it. Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz is going to be at Caris Books this Wednesday at 7:30 to talk about the launch of this new book. And again, it's an Indigenous Peoples History of the United States.
At the heart of the book written by our next visiting author is a daughter's quest to solve the mystery of her missing mother.
Yes, Jodi Picoult is coming to town. She's going to be at the Atlanta History Center. And with this new book, Leaving Time, she takes on the story of Jenna, who's a 13-year-old girl. When Jenna was three, her mother, Alice, just disappeared. And the explanation has always been just abandonment. But Jenna cannot believe that her mother would abandon her. So she sets off on a quest to find her mother. And overlaying this mystery is Jenna's mother's journals. And Alice Metcalf was a great researcher on elephants. And there's a lot of really interesting texture and stories around elephant culture. And Jodi Picoult has spent a lot of time traveling to Africa and researching how elephants react and how they form families. For example, a son will be driven out of the herd and will kind of wander away, living away from the females. But a mother and daughter will stick together forever until one of them dies. And that kind of story, that kind of idea informs Jenna's idea of her mother. Jodi Picoult is going to be at the Atlanta History Center this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And again, the name of the book is Leaving Time.
Darren, Edward Humes knows the gift of a great book title.
And it is Garbology, Our Dirty Love Affair with Trash. Actually, you know, garbology is an actual field of study.
So it studies the waste, what we leave behind.
Yeah, the waste stream, essentially. But, you know, all kind of joking aside, this is a really serious matter. And Edward Humes is a Pulitzer-winning journalist who takes on the issue of what we dispose of daily, how it is affecting the world, how it gets moved around, what the real costs of things are. In fact, you talk about a good title. The original title of this book was supposed to be 64 Tons, but he had to change the name of it because of, he tells the story when he was talking with Terry Gross a little while ago.
64 tons. That was the amount of trash I estimated based on the EPA that the average American will make in an average lifetime. Now I realize it's actually 102 tons, so I had to correct my entire manuscript when I found out the truth.
So we won't exactly be patting ourselves on the back after reading this book for a job well done when it comes to keeping things out of the landfill.
No, not at all. But it will certainly make you a little bit more conscious about making sure everything that should go into recycling does, and being a little bit more automatic about that stuff and understanding the consequences of, you know, one more paper towel when you didn't have to use it.
Inspire us to do better.
Exactly. So Edward Humes is going to be talking about his book, Garbology, Our Dirty Love Affair with Trash, Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Atlanta History Center.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival with this week's literary events across Metro Atlanta. We talked about three authors visiting Atlanta, Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, Jodi Picoult, and Edward Humes. For more information about any of these events, check out our website, wabe.org/citycafe.